Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and you are invited to join me each week as we have business's best leaders share their story, all to help you win the battle for business each and every day. And we do it right here on the Profit Express. Thank you for being on board. While you're on Facebook, you can go to the Profit Express page, give us a like, a thumbs up, let us know what you thought about today's guest you'd love to have on the show. I will work personally, tirelessly for you to get them on. And of course, you can follow me in the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. So welcome to a new decade of the Profit Express 2020. I have my longest standing engineer who's been behind the mic, Sam I Am. Sam, how are you, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now, have I gone too far? It's the 8th of January. Have I passed the date of acceptability to wish Happy New Year?
I think we can go till, what, the 10th maybe?
The 10th or so. All right. Well, Happy New Year. You're my longest running engineer, the man behind the board. Thank you, sir. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. So, he's back and he's better than ever. Ooh. Who does he have today? He's a resident funny man, improv comedic genius, Hollywood elbow rubbing hobnobber. Let me say that again. Improv comedic genius, and he's also now a Hollywood elbow rubbing hobnobber, none other than Scott Baker.
Why is my Evian not room temperature? I am not coming in unless my spring water is room temperature.
Mr. Baker, in
my contract, you know.
Mr. Baker, I apologize.
It's okay.
I apologize.
I hope your coffee's good this time.
It is.
You know how embarrassing it is to order what you would tell me to
Stop.
Order?
Stop. It's a regular coffee, milk, no sugar.
No. It's not a regular coffee, milk, no sugar. No, it's a Starbucks Bold Venti.
Venti. Well, that's size. And
milk,
then,
no sugar. Why do I got to talk in a different language to order your coffee? Why can't I just go to 7-Eleven and just pour black coffee?
I'm trying to, you know, show you the finer things.
She gave me two coffees. Mine's a medium, yours a large. I had to ask her, which one's the Venti? So I just, I knew which flavor it was. I didn't want to sip your coffee.
Isn't that Venti's not flavor? Venti size.
I know, but yours is just different. So I knew you got the Venti. She said the bigger one's the Venti. So I said he's got the Venti. Otherwise than that, I would have been sipping both of them.
Listen.
I just wanted a cup of coffee.
I think you're a little jacked up here. How much caffeine have you had?
I don't know. I got a coconut milk latte.
What did you get?
Are
you serious?
Yeah, coconut milk coffee latte.
Coconut milk coffee latte.
What's wrong with coconuts?
No. I love coconut.
I'm a big fan of the coconut.
Dark chocolate, big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan. Well, so over the holiday break, I took 3 hours and 20 minutes of my life to watch The Irishman. you almost lost your coffee there. So, listen, I'm a huge fan of Scorsese. I love Goodfellas and Casino. Goodfellas is probably my favorite. I always put The Godfather, number one, in a class of its own. That started it all.
It is. Okay. That's the way to word it. Class of its own.
Right. Yeah. And then after that, Goodfellas to me was just great. Casinos I also liked a lot, but I just give the nod to Goodfellas. So then I was I'll give my review on the movie a little bit, but then I wanted to. So I'm watching the movie, and I did know in advance. I'm watching a scene in the courtroom with Al Pacino, who's playing Hoff in the movie. And as you're watching it, over Pacino's right shoulder sits Hollywood legend, Federal Marshal number 3, Scott Baker.
Woo!
Round of applause. You could have touched Mr. Pacino's shoulder. You were that close.
I was that close.
You were that close.
I was that close. But his bodyguards told me stay away. So did the court order.
Please, Federal Marshal number 3.
Keep Federal Marshal number 3 back.
But I called the family around and said, oh, I put it on pause. I did a little rewind. We did a freeze frame. Scott Baker!
Do you know that the what's funny about that is that I'm on the set there, and there was an FBI consultant. So they have me.
Now, and you have a law. Law enforcement.
Yeah,
background.
I was next to New York City
former
cop.
NYPD.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
So the scene goes down where a guy shoots Jimmy Hoffa in the with a .22 in the courtroom,
mm-hmm.
and then his son, his adopted son, or whatever. So he starts beating the guy up, and I got to pull him off.
Mm-hmm.
So first they say, okay, when this happens, when a guy shoots him, hold the crowd back. So I'm looking at the FBI consultant. I'm like, the cop wouldn't hold the crowd back. They go to the shooter. So we're like, what do you do? I go, oh, I guess we could tell the AD, which is the assistant director. So I go, I don't want to be out of line or nothing like that, but I know you guys try to get it right. I said, this really wouldn't happen this way. It would kind of happen this way. I just don't want to be that guy who's like a jerk, a know-it-all. He's like, no, that's good. So he gets on the radio. I can't hear what he says. All of a sudden, Scorsese comes out. And he goes, so what's going on? So I go,
whoa! We have interaction with Mr. Scorsese.
I swear to God. Now I'm telling Scorsese how it happened. I'm like, it's almost surreal because he's just a regular guy, really good guy. And he's talking to me like, no, so tell me, you were ex-cop? So what would happen? All right, let's shoot it that way. So after one or two takes or three takes,
wow.
Then they shoot it again with me taking the guy off of who he's beating up.
Right, right.
And then if you look at the movie from the overhead scene, one in a quick clip, I'm holding a crowd back, so they kept that part in. And then the next clip where they switch the camera angle, I'm pulling them off. So they kept the first three or four takes, and then the next takes, they had me pulling them off, and they kept those too. So, and that's where I got the stunt guy upgrade. But because I got the upgrade, I'm not in the end of the credits. But I still since they're up for an award for the stunt team, I asked if I can go to the SAG Awards with them. So I called the union up. I go, yeah, I don't know. I just shot in the dark. I go, they're up for a SAG Award for the stunt team. And I was, stunt marshal number three. I go, does that mean anything? She goes, not for you. It means something for the other guys.
Right, right.
Not for you.
I didn't know that part about it. So now is it? Mr. Scorsese, is it Martin? Marty? I mean, how do you guys, how tight are you?
Well, I'm not that good on set, so I just kept up calling him Mr. De Palma. No. I don't even know. I don't think I addressed him at all. We were just talking. I didn't. What am I going to call him? I don't.
Well, I mean, do you have lunch after that?
No. Dinner? Everybody on the set was great. Ray Romano is the best because we have friends in common from the comedy scene.
Yeah. He's a local guy, a Long Island guy.
Local guy, great guy, yeah. And he's funny because he's like, I said, hey man, you did that scene really good. He goes, oh, you think so? Really? I don't know. I thought it felt a little off. And I'm like, you're insecure. And we were talking, and he took me back to like where he was hanging out. We just talked about old Long Island stuff for like 30, 40 minutes, took pictures, goofy pictures.
Look at you.
Fun guy. And Pacino was super, super nice.
Yeah.
I've been on set with him, fortunately, twice. And both times, just a real gentleman. You don't even know when he's acting because he just starts going into it.
Get
and the
your shoes. He's,
be
dropping, he's dropping names on the Prophet Express. Yeah. Here he is.
And that's what he loves the best about me. So, so when God called me, I said no. And but De Niro's a guy who is just, man, he's kind of jerky. He's real mean, he's like, he's just really like, he's real elitist. Like he has someone carry his umbrella for him, over his head. You can't talk to him, sits by himself, doesn't want to make eye contact, say anything.
I bet you he has people get him at Starbucks too. Could you imagine that?
I wouldn't want to be getting a Starbucks
Scorsese was nice, Pacino.
The whole cast and crew were nice.
Ray Romano?
Yeah.
What about?
He wasn't on set when we were shooting that day. Pesci wasn't there. I have no idea. I never had any interaction with him.
Okay.
I think that Keitel was not on set. Those are the only guys, big stars.
Keitel had a small part in it, though.
He played one of the which gangster did he play?
Played one of the bosses.
Was it Bruno or something, was it?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, something like one of the bosses, yeah.
But all right, so I'll talk a little bit about the movie, because we're going to bring back a classic game show here in the Prophet Express involving none other than Scott Baker, improv comedic genius, who is, again, had a stellar scene, a pivotal scene in the whole movie of The Irishman. I was expecting Goodfella-esque, Casino-esque, and they did that thing with the CGI. They gave De Niro blue eyes.
Yeah.
They made these guys look younger. It felt a little awkward to me.
I agree. I like the movie. Just my opinion. And
I watched the
got
whole
their own
thing.
Opinion.
I did.
I think if you like history and you like them as actors, I think you'll really be engaged with it.
Yeah.
Once. Like Casino, Goodfellas, Godfather, when it's on, no matter where it starts,
yeah,
I'm watching it through.
Yeah.
I have to say that I really love being a part of it, and I think it's a great movie. I'm so glad I was able to watch it. I would recommend anybody to watch it, even though it's a little longer than I would like.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd watch, maybe I'd watch a piece of it here or there if it was on TV, but I wouldn't watch it start to finish. But like if Casino's on, that's it. I'm done. Don't bother me till it's over.
Goodfellas,
same thing with Goodfellas. Don't bother me till it's
absolutely.
Over. You know?
Listen, who was working on, you talk about stunt, when there's that one scene, I don't want to be a spoiler, but is it the one scene where De Niro has to beat some guy up for not paying? It was the most pathetic act I don't know if you recall that, but it was lame. It was,
through the window part?
It was like a Batman and Robin, the TV show. Bang, boom. It was
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Nah, he's Hollywood tough guy who was in his 80s. When I say Hollywood tough guy.
Right.
Not a tough guy.
Right. Well, listen, hey, congratulations. It's great. It's great you still take my call now that you missed a big shot. Hollywood elbow rubbing hobnobber that you are.
Well, I'll see what happens with the residual check.
Right. So We're bringing back a game that we played here on the Prophet Express. We think we did it like back in May. It was a huge crowd favorite. We got a ton of feedback on it. Now, we actually did it on Facebook Live. We don't have Facebook Live today, but...
My friend that was on the phone before, he said he loved it. I told him we're going to do it again today. And he's like, really? That was really cool.
That was a great
one. Yeah, so he loved it.
So now, what do you call this? So if you remember, Carson did it as a bit back in the day
the great Karnak,
he would hold up an envelope and try and guess. So what I have here, since radio is theater of the mind, so here's the setup and the visual. So I have, are you ready to play? Can you guess the business icon? Now, these are business icons from yesterday and today. We have current as well as...
How far back?
Come on, stop. You already want hints.
No, well, I mean, just saying, man, we're going to be like, who invented fire? Gronk the caveman or what? How far back? I'm just saying.
Already with, he's all uppity and Hollywood on me. So we're going to have... business icons from the past and today in the present. I'm going to be giving you hints. Obviously, the quicker you can guess, the better. There's prize money involved.
Like, we're going to reimburse me for the Vente?
I'll give you money for the coffee. And he's got in studio, he's got the name on a piece of paper so Sam and I can see it. He can't. And it's just very, just picture the visual of Scott Baker sitting here with this piece of paper over his head with the business icon's name on it. It's just very funny. Honestly, I'm doing it for my own personal enjoyment because it's just funny to see him. So that being said, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Now, in the last game, before I get started, he guessed Ray Kroc in one guess, floored me. Absolutely floored me. You actually did better than I thought.
I don't come off as bright, but...
No, you don't.
I did graduate from Hofstra, this very university.
Yes. So I was very surprised. You did quite well. So I've added in some tougher ones for sure this time. Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mr. Baker, are you ready to play Can You Guess the Business Icon?
Guess the Business Icon.
All right, so here's the first one. Hold it up to the forehead.
I don't want
to
look at it.
No, don't. Right. Okay.
I look like an idiot. I'm holding some piece of paper up to the forehead.
That's exactly why. So it looks great.
Look like I'm playing like a 5-year-old game here.
Well, this is for
my... Is it ink on this now? Going to get on my forehead? Or get ink on my forehead?
No, this is from Sam and our entertainment here. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so our first business icon. Here is hint number one. Scott Baker live in studio, Prophet Express, starting off a new decade, 2020, right here. His net worth, I've already given you a hint, his net worth is $3.9 billion, and he's a huge fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. $3.9 billion net worth, and he's a huge fan.
I'm going to say Mr. Rooney.
No.
Okay.
No. Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess.
It's hard to think with my finger glued to my forehead.
Would you stop? Next guess.
Okay.
Next clue.
That's not even, I think, $3.9 million. I mean,
no, billion.
Billion, I mean. Billion, you know, yeah. I mean, what is I?
And a huge fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's the next clue. He sold his first company to H&R Block in 1990, okay, a little timeline, for $6 million.
Charles Schwab. Man, it's a known fact that Charles Schwab watches football.
All right, hint number three.
Okay.
He sold his next company to Yahoo in 1999 for $5.7 billion in Yahoo stock.
Why is this guy even being on here? He's an idiot. He sold at 5.7. Now he's only worth 3.9. What kind of loser is this?
Well, he's not the only owner. Oh, stop. Come on. $5.7 billion in 1999.
To Yahoo?
To Yahoo, 1999.
Mark Cuban.
Whoa!
You get it?
You got it.
There we go.
Only three guesses in.
That wasn't bad.
That was better than I thought.
Because, I mean, the giveaway would have been owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, my next one is majority owner of an NBA franchise.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't say the Mavericks.
Did I say it right, though? Cuban?
Well, Cuban, really. But I'll give it to you, even though you mispronounced it, Cuban.
Well, it's more vogue to say Cuban. It's not Cuba.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to Cuba.
If you're just tuning in to a brand new decade,
I did not know he was a Steeler fan, though.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. Because he talks basketball all the time. I didn't know. Maybe I guess if I watched Shark Tank on those. I do watch it, but if I watched on those episodes where he's talking football, maybe I would have known it.
Yeah.
That would have been a giveaway if I knew that.
That's Mark Cuban. That was the, can you guess, the business icon right here in the Profit Express. Up next, and
can I ask you what was the business that he did sell for that kind of money? Was he a computer genius, or did he just incubate it?
I don't know if he's a genius per se. I mean, well, he's worth $3.9 billion, so
he's pretty smart. Yeah.
I don't know the names of the exact companies.
Like, did he incubate it and see the idea and get the funding and put it together, or did he like innovate the program that Yahoo?
Well, he was involved in both of them with other people. But, I mean, he's basically there from the beginning. I can't comment a lot on either one because I don't know a lot. But he had, and I don't think he had 100% ownership in either one.
Right.
So he's getting portions of.
Right. Still pretty smart put deals together like that. I'm just curious if he wrote the software to get it done or not.